Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, mothers and mother lovers, jackers and jillers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
A, women.
I want to welcome you to my seventh bedside chat of the coronapocalypse. Inspired by FDR's fireside chats. And yes, it's still the merry, merry masturbation month of May. Woohoo! If you're tuned in live, in isolation, catch that buzz, baby, because the best sex in isolation is masturbation. It's the safest. It's the most reliable in terms of your health and well-being, you know. Might not be the most romantic, but it is the easiest, most convenient. Let's hear it. Whoa, buzz. Love my Hitachi. So May also happens to be the month of Mother's Day. Yes, indeed. Why do these apparently opposite celebrations occur in the same month? Or even kind of belong in the same month? Well, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive, but in a way they do belong in the same month. After all, solo sex is almost always the very first erotic activity that we humans indulge in. Even in utero, we touch ourselves for comfort, pleasure. Who knows? I mean, they don't interview anybody in utero. But it does happen. And so, as babies, we do it even more. We play with any part of our bodies that we can reach, really. But I think our genitals are especially exciting because, well, they feel so intense. This doesn't mean anybody else should touch them, except, of course, to wash. But we touch our own kind of naturally. It is, you know, one of the most natural activities of our sexual lives. And for better, sometimes for worse, our moms often catch us at it. Huh, what are you going to do? Thanks to my own Dr. Spock-influenced mom, I didn't grow up too inhibited about masturbation. A little bit, but like most kids, I started playing with myself pretty much as soon as I started playing. In fact, it's really one of my very first memories that I have, is just kind of putting my hand down there to comfort and pleasure myself, but mainly for comfort. And yeah, my mom, well, not that she approved of my diddling, no, I mean, but she did at least put up with it and didn't punish me. She just warned me to cool it in public. Like when she caught me spread-legged over the sprinkler, or, you know, sticking my hands in my pants during the boring parts of the Passover Seder. A lot of boring parts. So, yeah. At least Mom's pragmatic attitude did not denigrate my sexuality. And for that, I definitely appreciate her. She would say, "Susie, take your hands out of your pants because your hands are dirty and it's clean down there." So, you know, she was probably right about my hands being dirty, probably sticky with peanut butter and jelly or something I'd pulled out of my nose. So, yeah, I could get behind that, get my hands clean, you know. And this was a long time ago, certainly before hand washing became all the rage. And yeah, I mean, she wasn't George Carlin, who said, "If God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter." Or she wasn't even Truman Capote, who said, "The great thing about masturbation is you don't have to dress up." But at least she had an oddly sex-positive way of attempting to regulate my masturbatory passions. So, thank you, Mom. She's up there somewhere, or down there, or everywhere. And it is stories like these that maybe make May, being shared by both Mother's Day and Masturbation Month, very, you know, well, let's just say not so incongruous. And, yeah. So, I mean, if you have a really super liberal mom, we could say, I could suggest, why not get your mom a vibrator? You could do a massager, you know? That way you could say, it's you know, for your back, Mom, yeah. But also, she'll figure it out. She probably already knows it. And she would probably really appreciate it. I mean, if you've done that last year, then you can get our motor bunny. I mean, and speaking of sexy motherhood, well, May is also National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month. How about that? And what better safe sex method is there for pregnancy prevention than masturbation? So, yeah. Make love to someone you love. even if that someone is you. And wash your hands before you do. Remember what my mom said. That's right. And that was long ago. If you wash your hands real good before you play, you can lick your fingers afterwards. And you're not going to give yourself the coronavirus. And speaking of the coronapocalypse, well, the good news is that our quarantine is giving our great mother, Mother Earth, a very much needed break from her worst children's messes. Bad news is, yeah, we got actually lots of bad news, but I guess, you know, this is the greatest sexuality show on earth. We got to talk about sex, the good and the bad. And the bad news is that they have discovered that the coronavirus is present in semen, right? I know I told you a few weeks ago that it wasn't. That's because I read the news and some of it is fake. Not that it's purposely fake. Well, maybe it is flaky, fake, and I don't know how deliberate it is, but I just know they were saying a few weeks ago that it did not get transmitted through sexual fluids, but apparently it does. And I mean, that's kind of a drag, but you know, you can't really have sex in person too easily anyway. I mean, 6 feet apart. Nobody's dick is that big. Don't brag at me.
They could attach a dildo to a stick and...
Yeah. And then it becomes something else, I guess, if you're, you know, using sex toys that long. Then it's almost like virtual sex, you know. You might as well use your computer and program a vibrator to go in your partner. And speaking of that, yeah... These are methods, these virtual sex methods that are getting more and more popular now. They were getting popular before, but now super popular. Masturbation, phone sex, webcam sex, sexting. And that's some of the stuff that I talk about with Maribel Blue in her excellent interview with me on KEM Top Talk Radio. Yes, indeed.
She
She also talks with me about phone sex therapy, which, of course, you can get at the Block Institute, and healing your sexual shame, which is one reason a lot of people like to get therapy over the phone, is because it kind of shaming to go into a therapist's office for some people. Now, it shouldn't be, but that's how a lot of people feel. So the phone or other devices give you that extra protection, so to speak. It's like wearing a mask, but it's virtual to make you feel more confidential. So, good news. Drumpf and his popularity is plummeting, brothers and sisters. And so all this whipping of his naughty, furry balls is really paying off. Him being our surrogate Trump, of course, the voodoo doll. Yes. So that's the good news. His poll numbers are plummeting, and yet the bad news is he's still president. And unfortunately, the death rate is not plummeting. And the amount of coronavirus cases aren't plummeting either. His solution is to take less tests. Less testing, and then the numbers will drop. Yeah, okay. That's some solution.
Of course they will.
Well, that works for someone who's always only interested in his own PR and not really the American people. And I grant you, most politicians are like that, but he's just extreme. The non-politician is the most politically compromised of all politicians. Well, before we go on with Corona and Masturbation Month and Mother's Day, aka MILF Day, I want to take a moment to say, rest in peace, Little Richard.
Wow.
Well, he wrote that song about you.
Exactly. Well, that's what I thought, you know. This gal named Sue knows what to do. And, you know, when I first heard that, I went, am I supposed to know what to do? I don't have a clue. But definitely, good golly, Miss Molly, Little Richard was the best. Called himself the architect of rock and roll. You could call him the father of rock and roll. And definitely influenced the Beatles. He influenced the Beatles, the Stones, Elvis, Hendrix, Bowie, Prince, MJ, everybody. He was the most major rock and roll pioneer. Been thinking about it. Who else was more major? I don't think anybody. I think we have to say Little Richard. And Little Richard, I mean, I don't mean to say to minimize being a rock and roll pioneer, but he was also a sexual pioneer of the sexual revolution and gay liberation. Yes, indeed. You know, he called himself omnisexual. Pretty good. Same thing as pansexual, I guess, which is what I more often use because the bonobos are panpeniscus and very pansexual. But omnisexual means the same thing. It means you just kind of like everybody. You could have sex with everybody, anybody. And he was married, but he also had, a definite interest in guys. And he struggled with this, being a devout Christian, kind of off and on. But I would say he never struggled with what we would call cross-dressing, with dressing in the flamboyant, pizzazzy, glittering way he liked to dress. And, you know, I'm a big fan of glitter. I kind of overdid the glitter a little for Little Richard tonight. You know, I love that glitter. Oh, yeah, baby. It's fun. Glitter is fun and kind of feminine, I guess. But he made it so that, you know, you could be feminine and masculine kind of at the same time. I mean, not to say that there hadn't been other people like that. The Greeks even had a god, Hermaphrodite. But he made it cool, rock and roll, you know? And, you know that song, Tutti Frutti, that I had no clue what to do, even though my name was Sue. Well, years later, I kind of found out what he was talking about. And actually, those words about Sue were censoring other words. And those words were about anal. That's right.
Whoa!
In the 50s, anal sex. Probably a guy was the original Sue who knew what to do. But, you know, that's not specified. Original lyrics, Tutti Frutti, good booty.
Oh!
Yeah. If it's tight, it's all right. If it don't fit, don't force it. You can grease it. Make it easy. Or make it greasy and easy.
I had no idea.
Yes,
no
indeed.
No idea.
Little Richard was just a rock and roll pioneer, the rock and roll pioneer, and a sex pioneer. He was a sex educator. That's right. It wasn't just all about liberation. It was also about doing it right. You know, grease it.
When I taught English in Japan, we had to teach the kids through songs, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's how we all learn the best, is through stories and songs. That's right. And he was an educator. Someone asked him about rockabilly music because he was saying, well, rock and roll had something to do with hillbilly music. And he said, I don't know about rockabilly. I don't think he was a big fan, but he was trying to be polite. And he just said, but I've been rocking Willie for years. So last but not least, Little Richard was a great integrator. Yes, indeed. He brought black and white together in a room, in a segregated club where, you know, black on one side, white on another side, and he would bring them together through dancing. And nobody stopped him. It was amazing. It's still amazing. I mean, really, we haven't solved a lot of these problems at all. And we need a new Little Richard revolution. Hello, Max.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. How you doing there?
I was smoking, but looking at
Your voice book. Is cutting in and out.
Looks pretty cool. You got a lot of friends watching.
Okay. Hello, yeah. Everybody. You're watching on Facebook?
Hairdresser, enemies, all kinds of folks.
Well, my hairdresser is my friend, although I haven't had my hair done in so long, since way before quarantine, that maybe he doesn't think I'm his friend anymore. But I love you, Mark. My
he was
roots.
Watching the show the
miss
other
you.
Week, right? And
yeah.
He's watching the show on the Facebook live feed, and he's
that's why I wear a hat. Yeah. So, yeah. We need a revolution like that, right now. And we need it again and again and again. So, amen, and a women, and a Little Richard. Go get that Tutti Frutti in heaven. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Woo.
All right. So you Facebook people, you can write to us. You can comment, and we'll try to get it on the air. And everybody, you can call. Our telephone number is 626-461-5212. That's 626-461-5212. And I'm wearing a homemade mask, which is a little unfitting, but kind of fun. And yeah, I'm excited to get into the second week of Masturbation Month and Mother's Day, or you could say MILF Day. And Sunshine is wearing a Happy MILF Day shirt. Let's have a look. Look at this. Happy MILF Day. And why did you get that shirt made? Get your mic. There you are.
Okay, I made it. I don't know. I made it for Mother's Day, and I thought it was funny to wear every Mother's Day. And then... like 2 years ago, I said, oh, I want to wear this on Mother's Day and do stand-up. And I did, and it was pretty great. And
wow.
I just wear it every Mother's Day.
And have you ever worn it to see your mother?
Whoa, no. She might laugh. She might
yeah.
laugh.
She might laugh.
She might laugh. I don't know.
I mean, after all... She seems to have taken great pleasure in telling you that your favorite Cyndi Lauper song could be a Masturbation Month anthem.
Yeah, when I was a small kid, my favorite singer was Cyndi Lauper. I was like 3 years old, and I was obsessed with her. And my favorite song was She Bop, and I had no idea. And then when I was an adult, she's like, hey, Sunshine, you know the name, the song She Bop, it's about masturbation, right? And I was like, no. She's like, man, that was your favorite song when you were 3 years old. You always sang that song. She bop, he bop, we bop.
Huh. Well, mothers, you know, love them, hate them, even feel neutral about them. You got to have one. I mean, even if you're a test tube baby, somebody is your mama. So, hey. And then there's the virgin mother. Yeah. The one who supposedly gave birth to the Jesus jackhammer dildo, right? I mean, after all, he comes out of the vulva puppet and rises up for Easter. And, yeah, but she's a virgin. So what does she do about, like, nursing Jesus is a big question. And apparently, according to a lot of horny artists, or maybe they were just into maternity. I mean, there's Virgin Mary did lactate and did feed Jesus in this way. I don't think it is in any of the Gospels, but apparently there is also a tale of the lactation of Saint Bernard. And he's not a dog, St. Bernard.
That's how I thought.
Let's show that on St. Bernard. Maybe you could come in closer.
I think that's a medieval painting.
Yeah, that one looks kind of medieval.
Yeah.
And
it was really
there
popular.
You go. She's kind of holding her breast, putting little baby Jesus aside, and squirting milk, mother's milk. Into Saint Bernard's mouth. And the saints are supposed to suffer, aren't they? He doesn't seem like he's suffering at all. In fact, he seems very happy about that. And may have even had a lactation fetish.
Yeah.
Which is actually more common than you might think. There's a lot of people, mostly men, but women too, with lactation fetishes. And that doesn't mean you like children at all, although usually you're going to get your milk from a real mother who has some small baby somewhere. But hopefully the baby is not in the vicinity when you're indulging in your lactation fetish.
And hopefully you're not taking it away from the baby.
Well, you kind of are, but I think it's okay. I mean, there's plenty of milk. A lot of women have too much milk. They got these milk machines to get rid of some of it. So, yeah, I think it's okay. As long as the baby is somewhere else, You can indulge if you're, you know, fortunate to have a lactating lover. And it is certainly a theme in art. You, in fact, saw it in your art history class.
Yeah, I've gotten tested on some of the paintings.
Tested? Do they stick a swab up your nose? Or
yeah. They show you slides and they say, who did this? What is this called? What is the theme? Give us the date. Give us the place. Give us the cathedral.
Well, Mother's Day, MILF Day, Masturbation Month, and Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month. Wow, a lot of things. So we're celebrating it all, and also just talking about life in the coronapocalypse. And it's tough for a lot of people. Good for Mother Earth, for sure. Good for Mother Earth. Oh, so here's some more sort of breastfeeding of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah, that's another one where the Virgin Mary left baby Jesus and Saint
right
Bernard.
On the breast. I'm not even sure that Facebook would allow that one, but maybe.
That's
I guess
not
it's art.
Out. I don't know.
It's
what
art.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's art.
Facebook people, that is art. So, back to the coronapocalypse. Although art is a wonderful escape from our reality, no matter what, and sometimes stimulates us to change our reality, sometimes just escape from it for a little while. And yeah, there's a tough reality going on right now. It's tough. And you know who it's really tough on? Sex workers. That's right. After all, like I was saying,
no stimulus.
Semen carries the coronavirus. And not only that, I mean, not everybody's taken semen necessarily, but I mean, you're always getting close to your client. And sex work is, you know, not very safe in the coronapocalypse. I mean, unless, of course, you're doing virtual sex work, like phone sex therapy, like webcam sex, you know, sexting. So all that is safe, but real in-person sex work, which, you know, is important, real touch, real proximity of another human in your sexual space, can't do that in the coronapocalypse. And what does the Trumpus do about that? The bleach-drinking butthead? And I don't mean that in a tutti-frutti way. Well, he doesn't even give sex workers a relief check. You know, that measly, what is it, $1,500?
$1,200?
$1,200! And it's not even enough for anybody to even pay rent, but he won't even give that to the sex workers. So we've been talking to different sex workers since we've been doing these bedside chats about how they're dealing with it. A lot of them are doing webcam, and some of them are doing food delivery, like from Boober Eats, a.k.a. Lucky Devil Eats. So there's a lot of creativity involved. That doesn't make it right, you little twerp. But anyway, we're going to talk with someone who has an interesting perspective on all of these subjects because she is a sex worker and a mom, and I'm sure a lot more than that. But let's get her on the line. Hello, Avarice Noir. Welcome. I'm going to take
Hello.
My mask down for you. Yes. So you look very glamorous and dominant. And you are a dom, of course, as a sex worker. And
yep.
And a mom. A dom and a
I
mom.
I am. They yeah. can absolutely coexist.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy MILF Day. And so what do you think about the situation that we're in the coronapocalypse, where sex workers who already have difficulty balancing motherhood and sex work aren't even going to get a check from the Donald?
So fortunately in my case, I do dom work in addition to another industry, which was fine dining. It's also completely shut down. And so at least from that and through the CARES Act, I am able to at least supplement my income. I'm not making nearly as much as I was when I was working full time, especially supplemented by sessions. But
you got a check because of your work in the food service industry.
Yes, anybody actually, even some friends of mine who actually do performance work and other things, but were otherwise categorized as freelance, hairstylists and things like that. Finally, some of them were able to get through to at least get a stimulus check, even though that wouldn't necessarily qualify them for traditional unemployment.
Okay.
I live in the Bay Area, though, so stimulus check doesn't even cover a fraction of cost
that's
of living.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And then
I mean,
that,
that
yeah.
stimulus check is like, what, 2 weeks or something? That it doesn't
no,
cover
not
a
even.
Month.
The stimulus check would have been not even a week of what I would have made normally at my restaurant job, let alone the additional income if I had multiple sessions booked that week as well.
So we got to vote this sucker out. Although it's also Congress. It's also the, you know, actually he wants to give more checks. And our Republican senators don't want to. They want people to starve or go to work in hog farms or something like that. So, well, I'm glad you're doing okay. And so tell us a little more about, you know, since it is a Mother's Day show, Mother's Day Eve, MILF Day, how is it balancing motherhood and being a dom, being a sex worker?
So for me, my kid's a bit older, and I also have a very, like a fairly open family. So I'll be like, you know, hey, mom, can I drop her off? Can you wash her? I have a booking that I have to do. And
wow.
It's fine.
So yeah. Your mom yeah. helps you be a mom. Well, that's great.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
So, and in my case, it is very, you know, fairly close-knit family, but for us, it's fairly typical culturally. So,
okay, well, that's good.
And standard practice for the grandparents to watch the grandchildren.
Yeah, and so your mom is pretty cool with you being a sex worker, with you dominating.
Oh, yeah, no, she goes, make that money. She goes, I couldn't do it, but I'm glad you can get your hustle on, so.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Supportive.
So tell me, I mean, I guess I heard the story of how you and Sunshine had met. And that was, I guess, at the Lusty Lady in San Francisco. And, of course, Sunshine loves the Lusty Lady so much that she even calls herself Lusty Lady for Life on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
Lusty Lady for
so,
Life.
So you told me that you met through... kind of, well, maybe it wasn't as soon as you met, but that you were lactating. We were talking about lactation before. And
I think it wasn't at like a, it's like one of the reunions or one of like the burlesque little things.
Yeah,
it went
yeah.
through community because definitely while I worked at the Lusty Lady before I ever had a kid, but I'd been, you know, I ended up working in that same neighborhood and restaurants and everything after the fact. And I was definitely lactating at that point.
And I was curious. I was like, hey, I've always wanted to try breast
yeah,
milk.
And it's just and like, I, all right. It's on
and I was like, no way, she's going to let me do it. Okay. That was
it's like, all right, squeeze it out. Wow. I mean, breast milk's a very healing substance. Like, you get a breakout.
Sure is. My dreams came true. Thank you.
Episode is probably the best use for it.
Well, you're no Virgin Mary, and you are no Saint Bernard, and I don't mean the dog. But it does sound like a very special experience.
Yeah.
How did it taste?
I thought it was like skim milk light. Unless I don't know what I'm talking about. I was like, oh, I didn't know breast milk was so watery. That's what.
When I've had it, it's been a little thinner, than regular milk, but lots sweeter, very sweet. So
if you're looking at, like, say, breast milk composition, there's going to be I did a bunch of fork tilt. For a while, I was studying to become a lactation consultant. So,
you're a lactation consultant?
No. I
studying to become
one? Opted out of that career path because with a kid, I couldn't do that number of clinical hours. Ironic, right? But I had started doing all the work for it. I ended up not following through with it. This is ages ago, but knowledge sticks with you.
All right. So, how are you celebrating Masturbation Month?
And then the hind milk is going to be the creamier. So your initial milk that you're going to get would be the thinner stuff and obviously not homogenized, like if you get a carton of milk from the grocery store.
Right.
I read something like the first 2 weeks is,
colostrum.
Colostrum. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, colostrum. So yeah, that's different than, okay.
Mm-hmm. Does it have something to do with colossal?
I don't know. I think the first 2 weeks is just really thick because the kid's born and I guess it needs all these extra nutrients or something. Mm-hmm. So it comes out really thick. And then after those 2 weeks, it gets more thin, I think. That's what I've read. But you're the lactation, right?
So we got to wind up, but I just want to know, how are you celebrating Masturbation Month?
So, which is really funny considering, because as a dom, I tend to specialize more in a bit of the polar opposite of that because I have managed to draw the clientele that is more into cissification and chastity and things like that. So, you know, they do purposely masturbate, it ends up not being on the front end so much. But
so they're they want you to keep them from masturbating.
Chastity and cissification ended up being something
okay,
that...
Okay, I've never actually seen one of those chastity things. You put that on your client's penis, right? Can you show it again? Yeah, okay, great. I've just never seen that before, actually.
This kind is called a birdcage. There's all kinds of different ones.
Oh.
So what happens is...
I hear your pussy squealing.
She hears me talking and she's locked out of the room. From the Zoom test earlier, she was like all on the computer. So I'm like, oh, you're getting locked out.
Thank you for doing that, though.
So that's going to end up going great. And speaking of sheltering in place, I do miss the nail salon quite a bit. Penis and testicles through.
Right. Okay. That would be a thick one. Oh, but it goes smaller. Yeah, okay.
No.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
have
smaller
prevents
ones.
Prevents them from getting hard.
So no you can't you well, can't
no,
masturbate
they'll try
in that.
They
can try. Right. The trying is part of the fun.
Yeah, that's the exactly. Teasing them, right?
Do they ever regard you as a dommy mommy?
So that's funny because I was asked that, and not really, but I do think that by and large, my male clientele at least tends to be quite a bit older than me, and most people think I look young.
Although, if they're imagining that they're young, then, you would fit. But
exactly.
Maybe as you get older.
Yet, but it could also be, despite the fact that they were very functional, I'm not busty. And I notice that a lot of people tend to do, like, the dommy mommy, you had, like, that more.
Well, I bet it'll start picking up as you get a little older. There are some benefits to ripening. But in any case, I mean, our original dom is usually our mom telling us what to do, but loving us. Hopefully not having sex with us.
In the case of my mother administering quite a few whoopings, so I guess there's that.
And there's the whoopings, right. Hopefully they're not putting you in chastity belts, although I will say in Victorian times, that is exactly what they did. Right. So thank you so much for joining us. Oh, I had one more question. The name Avarice.
Oh,
that means greed. Is that you? Are you a greedy dom?
I'm a greedy person for everything because I don't want to have to choose.
Right. Why should
say you want to be able to just want more life and experiences and everything else. So, right, okay. Being someone who, ironically, people come to be denied. I don't personally like to be denied. So there we go.
All right. Well, we haven't denied you.
Perfect name.
And we appreciate you joining us in our bedside chat for the Corona Apocalypse number 7. And happy Mother's Day. Happy Masturbation Month. And happy MILF Day.
Yeah.
Happy MILF Day.
Thank you.
All right.
Sexy.
And now we are back in our bedside chat. And we have some other exciting guests we're going to tune into if we're ready to do that for our MILF Day celebration. We are going to have a new mother, someone who just had a baby. Bunny and the Dude, you must be big fans of The Big Lebowski.
We are.
Yes.
We like people who can find cash machines.
Okay, yep. Bunny, does that mean you'll give me a blowjob for $1,000?
If you have a cash machine.
Absolutely. And the dude is abiding. Oh, we have
nice
a picture
pictures.
Of the dude spanking.
Yeah.
Currently abiding.
And abiding. And can you come in closer to yourselves, or do you want me to see that beautiful painting that I can't really see?
Am I too much painting?
All of this.
All of that.
Hey,
I love
nice
this lumberjack vest. And I love that you're a new mom. Happy Mother's Day.
We don't have the camera crew you have.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy MILF Day.
Happy MILF Day. And happy Masturbation Month.
Happy Masturbation Month.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
It's
your first Right. So you guys are a kind of porno couple, I guess you could say. A webcam performance couple, you're sex workers, but I'm imagining you do like almost all of it on camera, or do you do any in real life?
It's all camera.
Okay, so really the Corona Apocalypse has not affected you too much, or has it?
Not in a negative way, actually, more in a positive way, because in porn it goes with the waves of what's popular, so Corona Apocalypse is now become a hashtag that we can use.
She's always finding that silver lining.
And a lot of people are home, so they need entertainment, they need inspiration, distraction, something, you know, and you're there to model a loving couple that
we abide.
You are abiding. And what is it about The Big Lebowski that inspires you so much?
I think it was the first time we got to put our ear down to the Judaism tracks. The Coen brothers had such a brilliant tone.
yeah. Where's your microphone right now? Because it's really echoey.
It's attached to our camera.
Okay. So you were both separate fans, and then you got together, and do you role play the parts? Do you ever do that for your webcam fans?
Well, we definitely abide by some of the characteristics, I think. Like, I'm free-spirited, and I kind of have my own way about me, and the dude is very much...
I drink white Russians.
You drink white Russians. All right, now, do you ever...
important question, guys.
I have an important question related to Mother's Day. Okay, I hope you're not offended. But do you ever put, like, breast milk in the white Russian?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. I wish you guys were here. I'd be like, hey,
are you lactating?
I am a lot. I was actually, baby started crying, and that's how I knew I had to go.
Can we come in close and see some lactating? And of course, the Facebook people cannot see this. Facebook, you gotta go. Facebook, gotta go, gotta go. Don't
Amy,
show this.
Facebook.
Okay, so we're gonna see. Wow, nice big nipple and.
Yeah, big firm, big breasts.
Oh, wow. I see something coming forth there.
Oh, whoa.
You know what?
I
got to get close, too.
Maybe I can't get
I think the baby can hear her.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I see the milk coming out of the nipple. Like a mom.
Like a mom.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
And it looks kind of thick. I was going to ask him to lick it. Okay, so Sunshine.
That was my, I haven't tasted it yet. That was the first time.
I'm greedy.
Oh, yeah.
Your boobs
so
are so
your
beautiful.
Boobs are beautiful. They're,
thank you.
The doctor did a good job? I mean, they're...
No, these are all natural.
These are all natural. I thought you said that they were fake, but they seem natural. And my goodness, they're bouncy.
Wow,
right.
These are nice cheeks.
And they're very, what size are they?
I think I might be a 36G.
Wow, 36G. Well, definitely, definitely mama boobs for there. Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys should plan a trip to LA and come see us. And you can come on the show for real.
So the dude, don't put those away yet. Wait,
no, we like him. Don't
the
put
dude,
him away.
The dude could like lean back on them or something. I would like
really?
To
would
see
that...
the dude relaxing on them because the dude is such a, you know, sort of slacker, right? Now you're relaxing on the dude and
aww, kawaii.
We got a still now. I don't know what you're doing because nothing's moving. But okay.
It froze.
Oh,
we can hear you.
Well, okay. So
we can hear you too.
I know that you are into the natural look in many ways. Natural boobs and natural hair. Right?
Bunny's a hairy one.
Yeah, the dude inspired me to grow out all of my body hair when we first met 3 years ago, and it's kind of changed our world. We have a lot of fans that follow us specifically for the natural aspect, and it's been a health improvement for me. I used to have bad breakouts, and now I don't have any anymore. So
oh, that's great.
I have to give it all to him. It's, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't have grown my hair out. I shaved for 18 years.
Okay, I can take all the
credit. All right.
In the winter,
moving now. Okay, very good.
In the winter, I'm unshaven, and I feel like a lot, like, I get razor bumps and terrible itching, and when I'm not shaven, I'm fine.
So can we have a view of some of this delightful
lady,
hairiness?
Bye.
She's
like,
that's me. I
would be
like, all right, that's a long enough segue. Let's check this out.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the wondrous vulva. Yes.
Hey, look. Mine's, I don't shave mine either. I'll show you.
Okay, we're going to get a good look at Sunshine's labia, not the Facebook camera.
Sunshine's labia.
All right. Wow.
Maybe.
I guess
maybe.
I should show mine too. Well, you know, everybody's showing. I have hair above. I have hair right above the. Okay. I don't see it. I see my hand.
She's like, you got to get my vagina in the shot.
I can't see.
Gina. Nice hand covering.
Nice hand. Okay, wait. Here we
nice
go.
Nice Gina cover.
I can't believe how hard it is to
show off
my fucking vagina. Okay, here we go. It's my vulva. There we go. So we all have beautiful vulvas, and you squirt too, don't you? Not that I'm expecting you to squirt for us now, Mom, but you are a squirter, and we can see that on your OnlyFans, I guess.
Yes.
And there we see your underarm, right?
Yeah.
Ah, nice and hairy.
Oh, wow, nice.
Oh, yeah. Do you like being hairy? Do you find that that makes you feel sexier, or it's just something you do for the fans?
Oh, it's definitely made me feel sexier. I think that when I was shaving, I always was worried about razor bumps or not feeling a certain way, and now I'm just all natural, so I'm more in the moment, and the dude likes fucking my armpit, so
your armpit.
Oh, I did hairy girl porn a little bit.
Yeah.
And they always say, oh, that's one of the most highly requested things is like the dick in your armpit when you're hairy.
Dick in the armpit.
We enjoy licking each other's armpits too. We pretty much worship each other's bodies in general.
You
do.
Wow.
Oh,
let me see you do a little armpit licking. Oh, yeah. Actually, Facebook could see this. You can show armpit licking. Right? You could
usually lick armpits when she's wearing your armpit.
I don't know what happened to the Facebook camera, but we could show armpit licking, but it's okay. They're not. Now they're on to other things.
We can do it.
Do it again. One more time for our Facebook fans. Okay, Facebook, you can handle this. Armpit licking.
Facebook.
It's a fetish. It's a definite fetish. Some people are really into the armpit, you know? And obviously, the dude,
how could you not be?
El Dunarino, is into that armpit.
You're not into the home remedy thing.
So now, El Dunarino, tell me your dudeness. Were you into hair before you met Bunny here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a new interest for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she just kind of like manifested it for me, like something.
And I didn't know that I was a ginger bush either. Like my underarm hair is pretty much brunette, but my actual bush hair grew out ginger, and
yes.
That's also a fetish, is ginger bushes, which...
So your bush is a redhead, but so it doesn't always go that collars
funny.
And cuffs match your
right.
top.
Her hair was blue when I met her.
I'm normally brunette up here and black pubic hair, but I don't know. I thought it always had to be darker below, but I guess I'm wrong.
Uh-huh. So, okay. Well, how are you guys celebrating Masturbation Month?
Oh, trying to just make new video content for all the people that are home in isolation, you know, keep them horny and happy. That's what we try to do, is aim to please.
And, I mean, when did you have your baby, Mom?
6 weeks ago.
How has that affected your sex drive? I mean, you're talking about content, and it's important, and I'm really happy that you care about your fans. But I'm just wondering about your feelings.
It's all selfless. We don't enjoy it.
Well,
you enjoy it, El Dude.
I was ready to go like horny at 3 weeks, and I'm like, "All right, babe, let's go." And he's like, "I think we need to let yourself feel a little bit longer."
Wow.
It's masturbation month, so it's perfect timing because I've been able to enjoy myself and fall back in love with myself.
I'm on a new shower head.
So is that one? Do you have any toys there that you can show us?
We have a Lovin's Lush somewhere around here.
Yeah, we have a Lovin's Lush somewhere.
But
do you have a Hitachi?
Have
he's got enough of a toy for me. I play with his cock a lot, so.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, dude, Reno.
Thanks, sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
do you make...
I think it's increased now that, like, we just had sex, a day ago?
Oh, That was our first time.
We had sex just a day ago, and that was our first time. And he made me squirt everywhere. So we're back on track.
So that's he. How did he do that? Did he do it with his penis or
with his penis?
Yeah. Okay. So
he can make me squirt with everything, with his hands, with his mouth, with his penis, with his toes. He's a multi-talented man.
Man, you guys have a beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like each other.
We had to search many lifetimes to find each other. We're very blessed.
Many lifetimes. So you're a believer in past lives?
Yeah, we feel like we've definitely done this a time or two before.
Okay, tell us.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I can't keep track of the religions. One of them thinks that you have to go 8 million rounds before you get a crack at being a human. So who knows how many times it took. Although both of us kind of lived about 20 lifetimes in this go around, so we did a lot of exploration on this thing. We found one another, for sure. Uh-huh. It felt like home when we found each other.
And we both believe in aliens and ascension, and I think that this is just the time in our lives.
We use tantric sex to open up portals to other dimensions.
You do tantric sex for your voice faded out.
Yeah, I think
it's for opening portals to other dimensions.
Oh, opening those portals. Is that like a bowling alley?
Strikes and gutters, man.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
And so what is your favorite sexual activity, the two of you?
Favorite activity? Aside from intercourse?
No, it could be intercourse.
I got a question after that.
I don't know.
Well,
who's your favorite children?
Well, yeah, we do a lot of different things, I think, which is like, you know, fetish-wise, we like armpits, we like feet, we like water sports, we like squirting.
Water sports?
We like anal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, everybody should go to your OnlyFans.
You like that tutti frutti, huh?
Yeah, we
like that booty.
That was my favorite baby food growing up.
He taught me how to toss some salad, so I'd never given a rim job before I met him.
I can't reach.
Okay, I have a question. Like, what do your fans request the most? Is there something that they ask for the most?
Anal.
Oh, they always ask for anal, yeah, okay.
Because we haven't done anal on camera yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't done it. No tutti frutti.
The forbidden fruit for them, so we're just letting them sweat it out for a while longer.
Uh-huh. And why is that? Is that because you don't really want to, or because you just want to make them sweat it out?
No, it's...
You want to jack up the price?
It's like, I think we're like saving it or something. Like, we've only had anal sex in private a handful of times, so I don't know.
But we both enjoy it.
It's like, we have big plans for even Peggy. Like, she's going to fuck me. We got plans, but we just have, we're waiting, I guess.
We just got started, basically.
Yeah.
Well, in honor of Masturbation Month, would you, could do a little masturbating with us, a little kind of, it could be mutual masturbation.
She does me, I do her, like...
Whatever you're in the mood to do, to celebrate the month.
Yeah. Well,
yeah? I have my Hitachi ready. Yeah, so what would you like to start with? I mean, how would you start a mutual masturbation session together?
Blowjob?
Well, okay.
A blowjob doesn't sound like masturbation, but okay, no, I'll go with that.
No, I don't know. I guess if you undo our britches, we'd probably undo the britches.
Undo the britches.
You want us to just narrate and do?
Here they go, Bunny and the dude. Here's Bunny, the new mommy. Just shaking her hips and showing off that
sexy
hairy
she
pussy.
Full, she is sometimes full of peas.
Uh-huh. I bet you get you're getting more and more MILF lovers on your
right?
Your
OnlyFans. Yeah, we've had MILF lovers since I posted that I was pregnant, and everybody's wanting me to have milk. I think that's going to be the new fetish that we get a lot of requests for. Is
for milk?
Show us your milk. Show us your milk.
Right, I bet. Now, you did pregnancy sex already, right?
Oh, my gosh. We have so much pregnancy sex. If you guys are wanting to see some of our work, you can check us out on Pornhub. We have lots of
OnlyFans
has more of our pregnancy and kind of like taboo place.
Okay, what is your OnlyFans?
Our OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/bunnyandthedude.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's where you can see more.
Let me pan down a little bit.
See me. I'm also a gym.
Why are we? Oh, okay.
Is doing some acrobatics.
She does get a lot of requests.
Yes. I saw you jumping around on a beach somewhere looking very athletic. Yeah. And now you've got yourself up on your toes, naked from the waist down with your fabulous bushy bush. That's
nice.
Not George W. we're talking about. We're talking about the good bush, not the bad bush. And no matter what he might say, he's not a lot better than Trump, okay? So anyway, back to the good bush, which is, of course, Bunny's bush. Yes, and there are the dude's fingers. And, of course, fingers are an important part of masturbation month.
And,
yeah. Let your fingers do the walking.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So all the MILF masturbation lovers are really enjoying this. We're getting a trip into Bunny's womb room. That's right. We often call our studio the womb room. And this is certainly Bunny's amazing womb room right here. Wow. And tap. You like the tapping motion? And the spreading of the lips. And do I detect some anal play going on or no? No, it's all vulva and vagina play, or is there some anal stimulation? Or they can't hear me now, and now I think they've frozen. It's a good position to freeze into if you're going to freeze.
The position was so good, they froze into that position.
Oh, and now they're... Right. Wow, beautiful. Okay. Well, we're freezing in some good positions here. So
we're freezing into some good positions.
All right. We're getting this lovely married couple all worked up so that...
They're so
hot. You guys want to see a squirt?
Yeah.
If possible,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. No, he makes me squirt in like a second.
Okay. Can we see your beautiful
really?
Boobs? Can you pull your boobs out while you do that?
Can we get one of our cameras?
Looking at it all the way on this here.
Wow.
They don't even stay in the boat holder anymore.
Whoa, amazing chi-chis.
Oh, amazing. Can you get your head is right in front of my view. Of this amazing naked woman.
I was trying to look at her good.
This MILF goddess. She is the total symbol of Mother's Day and Masturbation Month combined. And here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I was just thinking
of you. Yes, indeed. Oh, this is beautiful. You got to see this. First of all, you should visit their OnlyFans, Bunny and the
OnlyFans.
Dude. Also called the Lebowskis. And you can also see this right now on drsusanblock.com.
Oh, my God. He did
slash
that in
live.
Seconds.
And I missed it.
I told you 3 seconds.
Wow. I was talking to the Facebook people.
She was advertising you, and then you just did it.
And
like
you
that.
Just did it while I was talking. I
won't do that. We'll go again. We can go again.
Can we go again? I don't know. I don't want to be too greedy.
Oh,
although my first guest was named Avarice, so maybe I should be avaricious and
Daddy
greedy.
Daddy is amazing. He makes me come all the time.
Wow. Let's see. Now I'm watching. I'm watching just in case you're... Oh, shit. Oh, he is fingering her. And whoa,
oh
she squirted. That was holy water.
That was
yes,
holy
indeed.
Water.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we may not have a Virgin Mary lactating in the eye of Saint Bernard, but what we do have is a beautiful real-life mother celebrating Masturbation Month with her dude.
With her
and
dude.
Squirting through him masturbating her, even though he can do it with his talented cock. For this, he is, you know, celebrating the holiday with his hand masked. And that's
you
a beautiful thing.
Gigi.
And you are just beautiful. You are just such an inspiration and a fabulous symbol of erotic motherhood. And it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, guys.
MILF lovers everywhere are happy, happy, happy to celebrate Masturbation Month. And we're happy to celebrate with you. Yes. Oh. And tonight, I'm just hoping you have even more sex from, you know.
They're all horny now.
Yeah, this is kind of like a little foreplay for you, a little appetizer for the main course that you're going to have of each other. Or do you have to take care of the kid? I mean, yeah, there's that. But I'm glad your sex drive is going strong.
And you're gorgeous.
Well, you are
Thank
gorgeous.
You.
That's a gift, and it's a blessing that your sex life is going strong, and that you're doing well in the corona apocalypse. Because
Thank you.
I feel bad that it's hurting so many people, but I feel good that it is giving a break to our mother, the earth.
Yeah, we can see the mountains again.
Yeah, exactly. Amen and amen to that. You guys are fantastic. We do hope you visit us when you are in LA. In the meantime, we'd love to see you again on camera and celebrate some other holiday or
some other holiday.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
How do we find you on again on OnlyFans, Bunny and the Dude, right?
Bunny and the Dude, and it's B-U-N-N-I-E.
Yeah.
Right,
good
because the bunny in the Big Lebowski is B-U-N-N-Y, but she's B-U-N-N-I-E, so there are differences here.
Right, it's the same for Pornhub and Bunny and Dude on Twitter.
You guys are great. You guys are just a wonderful inspiration. Do you one more question. Do you have couples that watch you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Awesome. Beautiful. Well, keep it up. Keep it going. Keep it flowing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
and
you
thank
so
you
much.
So much for the baptism in your holy water.
Stay united.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stay safe.
See you. Cheers.
All right. Thank you. Wow. That was certainly amazing and beautiful. This has been a great MILF celebration tonight. This bedside chat, and a lot of mothers are MILFs. In a way, every mother is a great MILF, and we appreciate that. And that doesn't mean anything, prurient about the kids. All it means is that there's a lot of people who are what do they call it? Mother lovers.
Yeah, mother lovers.
Like Justin Timberlake and the other
Andy
guy.
And Andy Samberg.
And mother lovers.
You're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers. Yeah.
Oh, well, if everybody's agreeing and it's consensual and we're beyond the corona apocalypse, why not? Lot to look forward to, brothers and sisters. I definitely hope we don't take this opening up too fast. But, I don't have control over that. I am going to keep wearing my mask when I'm encountering people. I take it down when I do my interviews because I'm not encountering anyone. But unlike Trump, when I visit the mask factory, I put my mask on. How can he visit a mask factory without a mask on? That's just crazy. So, well, we're almost done with our bedside chat for the Corona Apocalypse. And Captain Max, you always want me to
yes, ma'am.
Get you involved at this stage.
Oh, at this point, I just want to tell you how much fun it is to do all of this and to make magazines and make shows for you and to fuck with your head. And
fuck with your head.
You know, that's what I like doing, and that's why I can't work anywhere. I can only have fun.
All right.
And but they're the beneficiaries of the fun. You can buy magazines from me. You can buy all. I'll sell anything. Okay. I'll even sell my underwear.
Okay. That's funny Max's because in underwear. The Big Lebowski, there's this scene where this Jewish dude actually.
I'm Jewish.
He fills a briefcase that's supposed to be filled with money with his underwear.
And he sells it?
You got to watch the movie.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, shout out to Mark Brown, my hairdresser.
Mark Brown, yeah.
Who says,
Mark Brown. Who else is watching
I love
tonight?
Your mermaid
there were
glam.
All these bonobos right.
Hang on, I'm trying.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Keep going.
So Mark Brown says, I love your mermaid glam look. Mermaid. I'm trying to see how I'm a mermaid.
No, the minute he said it, I was like, oh, I got it. I don't know. The blue? I was like,
blue.
Yeah, it looks mermaid.
I'm in a sea of blue, I guess.
Question, does
Thank
he have anything
you,
to say about me?
Mark
what
Brown,
do you think
what
of
would you like
Max's
to say about
hair?
Max?
And then Monica Rodriguez says, I'm loving your hair tonight.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Is she talking about your hair?
No, your hair.
Oh, my hair.
Your hair, yeah.
My hair. That
Mark
hasn't been done
hair.
In a long time. But
Mark is her hairdresser.
Mark is my hairdresser. I wonder if he knows Monica. No. Anyway, I've got some roots here, Mark. They're in need of you. But in the meantime, that's why I wear a hat.
So.
We have Chris Kramer watching.
We have a new issue coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Speakeasy. It's about our
oh,
wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wedding anniversary, actually.
It's the inside story of our anniversary, right?
Yeah. The inside
story.
Yeah. Which was kind of an orgy. There were certainly people having
kind
sex. And there
sort
was
of.
Female wrestling going on.
Oh, female wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, they were definitely having sex. Lexi Lore. Was having
oh.
sex.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's on the cover.
Yes.
Yeah, up your skirt.
Yeah, what
up
is
my skirt. Yeah, she's naked. Uh-huh.
That's getting a lot of compliments.
Yeah, well, she's hot. And I have a big skirt. So, yes, we're going to have that magazine out soon. Meantime, there is, as always, the Bonobo Way.
Yes.
Of course, also, there is, by my mentor, Betty Dodson, the excellent Masturbation Manifesto, Sex for One. Yes, indeed. And bonobos, by the way, do masturbate, especially in captivity, which is, of course, how most of us feel. When we're in quarantine, is we feel like we're in a zoo, like we're in captivity. But bonobos show us how natural masturbation is. And they certainly mutually masturbate each other all the time. They use their fingers and their toes for masturbation fun. So, help the bonobos, because they also are susceptible to the coronavirus, and hopefully they're not going to get it. They are protecting them in the zoos and at Lola Yabonobo, but we have to do what we can to help them. So if you get a copy of the Bonobo Way, by the way, a portion of all proceeds go to help save the bonobos. So make like bonobos, not baboons. They're not just into sex, they're into sharing. Female empowerment and male well-being. Isn't that right, Dr. Bonobo? Mm-hmm. Yes, male well-being is very important, and it is important to female empowerment. So put that in your mask and inhale it. And so make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Don't try to invade Venezuela again, Trumpists. What a stupid move. Make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life
and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.